Waste Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to the heartbeat of the seller community, eBay Radio. Here is your host, Griff.
And thanks for joining us for this Spring Seller Update edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is April 5th, 2016. And if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 633. And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Today, we're going to spend the show discussing the initiatives and topics contained in the newly released 2016 Spring Seller Update. You probably knew it was coming a little later this year than past years, but there's always a spring and there's always a fall update. You'll hear directly from the team members behind these initiatives, and they'll stay on with us to answer your questions over the next 3 hours. Now, our first guest is not here. I don't know where he went.
Uh-oh. Have you seen him this morning?
Well, of course I've seen him. He's very busy, but I thought he knew to be here, but there it is.
Well, that's too bad because it's both of your birthdays today, and I wanted to wish you
both
a happy...
It's Brian's birthday?
I heard that it was.
I didn't know that.
I could be wrong, but somebody told me that.
Who told you that?
Anyway, happy birthday, Griff.
I don't think we share the same birthday. Thank you. Happy birthday. Hold on a minute. I'm just going to get to...
Will you still need me? Will you still feel
62,
me when I'm 64?
62.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're so wicked. Don't age me.
So maybe we should call him?
Nah. We'll just go over my stuff. You can ask me questions.
Okay. So basically, Brian Burke is eBay's Director of Seller Experience. And we want to ask him now to provide an overview of this seller update. But since he isn't here, Griff's going to do it for him.
So there's six components to it. So actually... Yes, six components. So there are some changes coming to the view item page. They relate primarily to the mobile experience. There's changes to features and fees with store subscriptions and some features fees. And interesting changes to the subscription, store subscription levels. Product reviews are coming back to eBay in a big way. So we'll talk more about those during the 3 hours. And, of course, there's a seller hub, which we now have said officially it'll be available to all sellers this summer. Finally, will be rolled out. And it's, I don't know if you want to say complete it, because we never complete everything. But, you know, we always improve or add on to.
Right.
But in its very different form today. It's very different based on the beta user's input. So much better than at first. First beta release. So I love it. I'm using it. I think it's great.
I'm using it as well.
There's some changes to categories and item specifics, and we'll talk about those this hour. And then a change to the jewelry policy.
And
I think the one that's getting a lot of play so far is primarily the store subscription changes and the view item changes.
So the view item pages, that's mobile, right?
Well, it's primarily the mobile experience. So on the new view item description for mobile features is a much cleaner and consistent item description summary. So eBay derives a brief 250-character text-only description summary from your full item description. This provides relevant listing information that can help shoppers to make fast and informed buying decisions.
So you said 250?
Yeah, so currently we
should stick to that then, right?
So our advice on the show has always been the top of your description should be a description about the item, not your terms of service, not a scrolling marquee from a third party, not a screed telling your buyers what you expect from them. The first thing in your description should be a description of the item. And that that currently shows up as a brief 250-character text-only description. Now, the change will be that there'll be more of that description showing up on the mobile device. So if you're using basic text, if you're using text or basic HTML, It currently gets those 250 characters, but it will you'll be able to either use straight text, or if you want to identify the words or the parts of the description that you want to have appear at the top. Oh, and here he is.
Oh, Good.
Thanks, Brian. So,
bad boy. Brian. Bad boy, Brian.
No, let's not say that. I got to turn your mic on, so
okay.
You're on. So, Brian, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Griff. Sorry for being late.
No, you don't have to apologize because I know how busy you've
Brian,
been.
Brian, so we heard a rumor. Okay. We heard a rumor. Is today your birthday, Brian?
Not my birthday.
Yeah, no. That's what I wonder.
I heard it's someone else's birthday.
Yes, it is. We
maybe
must have gotten wrong info.
Someone with a G name. I can't remember.
God.
So sing him the song, Will You Still Need Me? Will you still
need
me?
No, I'm not 64. Stop it. I've got two more years before I face that. Jeez, you're trying to put me one foot in the grave already.
So, Brian, we're talking about the new changes, and it's exciting, really.
Well, we decided to do them because it was Griff's birthday, and so that's why we planned it.
Yeah, they planned it for my birthday.
So we forced him to wake up really early this morning.
4 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah, I've been up since. I'm up at 4 every morning. Yeah. So when you came in, we were discussing the changes to description, specifically how it relates currently to mobile and what that change will be. And I think you know this stuff better than anyone. So
yes.
What are we changing?
So some of this stuff's already been out, especially in North America. The mobile, what we call mobile item description summary, if you haven't already looked at your listing on a mobile device like an iPhone or an Android device, I encourage you to do it. Today, actually, would be a great day. But since last fall, we've actually started to include a 250-character description, and that information is pulled from the seller's description. We don't truncate it. We don't summarize it. We just pull full sentences in that we believe are most relevant to that item. If it's a text-based description, it's easy for us to pull that. If you use something like JavaScript, we might not be able to read the description, and so we'll pull other information or whatever information we can pull. What we're announcing today is we're expanding that capability globally. The other thing that we're doing is we're actually going to provide sellers more tools to actually control what information is in that item description summary on mobile. And so the sellers who wish to, if you keep it to 800 characters or less, use text only in basic HTML, that's like bullets or a numbered list, things like that, we'll pull in 800 characters, so not the 250 characters that we generate, but you can have us pull in all 800 characters of your description. Or if, let's say, you've got a long description, we're going to also give you the ability to tag it using HTML. So if you're familiar with HTML, you can go into your description and determine which 800 characters you want in that item description summary. So we think really positive changes for the sellers, providing buyers more information at the point when they're looking at an item on a mobile device, and they'll make more informed purchasing decisions. And if you need to guide them towards a full, more detailed description, you can even do that with the 800 characters that you're tagging yourself.
Great.
So we're going from 250, which is allowed now, to 800 characters or less.
Correct.
Okay.
And that's on a mobile device. So
right.
if you're looking at on a PC or on a Mac, on a desktop, and you have a 1200 character description, that full 1200 characters is going to always show up on the desktop.
Sure.
But we know more and more buyers, especially millennial buyers, are using mobile devices. More than 50% of the items that get purchased on eBay are touched at some point with a mobile device. So it's critical that we're giving buyers as much information as we can without having them go through extra clicks or steps to get to that information. And so this is an easy way for us to give additional information to buyers. And one thing that we've done is we know, as we test, like, how often do buyers purchase more? So we started introducing this last year. And for those listings that have these extra 250 characters, we see a higher conversion rate compared to those that don't. So it's important for sellers either to take advantage of what we pull in, or if you want to make it specific to your listing, you'll have that opportunity later this summer.
So one of the other things on the update is something called active content. What is that, and what are we doing about it?
Active content is basically, it's JavaScript, it's Flash, it's form actions, and I forget the fourth one. One of the things that it basically, these are tools or capabilities that allow sellers to enhance either their store description or their store presence on eBay, or the listing and what the listing looks like on eBay, and or provide widgets that might, say, redirect a buyer to their store listings. And you can use different code to do that. You can use HTML or CSS, or you can use JavaScript. One of the challenges with us with JavaScript is it tends not to load as quick. Also, Flash across mobile devices is not a mobile-friendly application, and very few listings actually have any Flash included. And there are also some security concerns, not from the providers that we allow on our platform. You know, if I think of, I don't want to, maybe I'll name a couple. These are larger ones that some of our sellers are going to be familiar with. Companies like Fruition or Octiva will use Java. The JavaScript that they're giving us is safe and it's fine. But what it does is it means our platform is able to be compromised sometimes by others. And this is a very, very small issue for us, but it's one that we just don't want the issue. And we know that not using Java loads quicker. It's a better experience for the buyer. It's better from a mobile standpoint. Sometimes sellers will use Java and have a great listing on their desktop machine, and then it shrinks down on a mobile device that you would need a magnifying glass to be able to read it. And so moving away from that is actually better for the buyer.
So, makes sense. So some of that active content you're talking about are those scrolling things that...
Yes, I think Octiva's got a gallery view that they use. And so one thing that I would say to sellers is we're going to work with the third parties that we work with to try and make sure that they have a way to migrate over. Maybe not everything will be able to migrate over.
Okay, well, Brian, thank you so much for stopping in. We'll talk to you a little bit later. This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software. More about the seller update when we continue with eBay Radio.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool, tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.